In the dim light, he makes his way to the machine's control panel. The machine is some kind of automatic doctor. It has a small display with a thumb panel interface. After some fumbling, he scrolls through the menus and finds a history log. He pushes the backspace button a few times. Viewing quickly backward through time, the gauges show zero for a while, then begin to fluctuate like a mountain range over the span of a few days. The display shows attributes like breathing and brain activity. After scrolling through a few more days of turbulence, the measurements settle down to bare minimums. Barely alive, as he looks backwards in time. Are those his readings? Had he been in that metal suit all that time? If this is a hospital, then where are the doctors? And if it's a prison, then where are the guards? The screen blinks as it accelerates backwards in time. In the blackness of the room, the little display lights up his face like the flicker of a digital flame. The readings remain low and stable. Days, and then weeks pass by with little change. It's hard to believe what he's seeing. The machine scrolls backwards until it runs out at 999 days and then stops. It just quits. He hits the button again, expecting more data. He scrolls forward and backward looking for answers, but no answers come. His frustration grows. He shoves the suit out of the way and sits down on a table. Questions race through his mind. How did he end up here? Why is he alone? Everything before waking is hazy and gray, jumbled and incoherent.